Well, of course, we found the favorite amongst the Heels and Quads Wrestling Podcast fans, and that is GoGreenHemp.com. That's right, CBD hemp products. Tommy and I both use them daily to get through our days, get to sleep, get awake, you name it, whatever. We use it for everything. And at GoGreenHemp.com, we have a special offer for you. We all know hemp can be quite expensive depending on where you go, but GoGreenHemp.com is pretty affordable, especially when you slap on that coupon code at the end, Heels and Quads, in all caps at checkout. That saves you 15% on your order. 15%, that's a lot off some good hemp. So check this out. They have balms, bath bombs, beauty products, edible gummies, gel capsules, tinctures, animal products, pre-filled cartridges, and even wax crumble. You gotta go to GoGreenHemp.com and use that coupon code Heels and Quads in all caps at checkout to save 15% on your order. You won't get a better deal on hemp, I can promise you that. That's GoGreenHemp.com, coupon code Heels and Quads in all caps at checkout.
Welcome back to the Out of the Bullpen podcast. I'm your co-host, Tommy, at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter.
And I'm his co-host, Josh Wilburn, at Mr. 30-something on Twitter.
And I'm at Robert Lemons on Twitter, and the Red Sox are a big pile of steamy shit, kind of like Scott Hall.
We are.
God, what is your deal with Scott Hall and X-Pac? Jesus, Pete.
Yeah, stop hating on Razor. That was my childhood. Oozing machismo.
I literally just say, like, off the wall, random bullshit.
It's part of his charm. Part of his intro charm.
Well, I figure Levi can do it and get away with it. You know, I figure I can kind of add some humor to it.
Levi's literally just like, I hate everybody. Just pay me. That's it. That's his intro. I hate you. Pay me. Or listen or don't. I don't really give a shit. Just pay me. That's not his.
Yeah, that's not very, very productive for a successful show.
If you don't like me, go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yeah. All right. So the Yankees are 32-12 since the show started. Correction from last week. Now the Yankees have won 9 series in a row after the Red Sox beating the Red Sox 2-1. This weekend, obviously, we lost last night to the Blue Jays.
Fuck the Blue Jays.
Fuck the Blue Jays. So, Dallas Keuchel to the Yankees. Is it all but done?
I want to say yes, but I'm so scared the fucking Twins or Braves or some stupid team will jump in and just pay more money just to try to go for it.
They are saying that the Yankees and the Braves are the front runners, correct?
And Twins.
Oh, the Twins are in it now, too? Yeah. Okay, I didn't see that.
I don't see him performing well in a big market. That's just Sonny Gray, Kevin Brown, to name a few.
Kevin Brown. Oh, fucking duck, man. Why would you bring that name up?
Yeah, Sonny Gray is a bad thing to bring up to Yankee fans.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm more concerned about Kevin Brown.
You've always had these, you know, mid-fledgling market aces, and they do not perform in New York. When's the last time you had a premier pitcher, free agent, and perform in New York?
CC.
Yeah, CC.
So, 10 years ago.
Mike Messina?
Yeah, that's probably
even longer than that.
16 years ago. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. When's the last time you had a premier free agent pitcher come in?
That was it.
So 10 years ago.
Yeah.
How many have you had since then?
Well, since it was 10 years ago, 0.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But everything I've read, it sounds like Cashman is pretty stuck on the qualifying offer, like $17.9 million. He's not going to go.
Duck on you.
He's not going to go.
But that's a pro-rated portion.
Yeah. So he'd make like, I think I read he'd make like. Like 13 point something million is for this season, basically.
So he's wanting 14 million for one season.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
That's a lot of cash
for a guy that's probably going to start 14 games.
Yeah.
So $1 million to start, and he's going to be injured for at least 2 of those.
He'd start probably 14 games and probably only win 9.
So you're giving him way too much credit. So he's going to win 14 games. He's going to have a 5.6 ERA because he hasn't pitched. He hasn't had spring training. And you're going to tell me that this guy's worth $14 million? Get the fuck out of y'all.
I don't think he's worth it either, but somebody's going to pay it just for that World Series push.
He doesn't get – I mark my words. If he gets $14 million, I don't even know what I'll do. I'll probably –
Well, he's got the offer from
the – I will eat a bag of shit.
Well,
that's what I'll do.
He's got the offer.
Whoa.
Well, he's got that offer.
You heard it here.
He's got that offer from the Yankees, so
– Okay. He's got – Yeah, there's no way. There's no – That's hearsay. I think that Scott Boras trying to fudge the market.
Trying to jingle his balls a little bit?
Yes, there's no way.
I mean, it's the same with Kimbrel. I mean,
Kimbrel's a little bit more understandable. I mean, he hasn't been hurt, but he also got yanked in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
But he's also pitched in a big market, so he would be more likely to probably succeed in that.
Yeah, but you don't need the bullpen help. You've got everybody and their fucking brother already.
I don't want
Kimbrel. Yeah, I don't want Kimbrel either. Everything I've read says the Cubs are after Kimbrel.
Yeah, that's – and we're going to get to that later on.
Sorry.
What
so I guess we can go ahead and just kind of fucking scratch that.
What is it with the Cubs going after all the former Red Sox players? Is that not weird?
Well, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with their GM.
Yeah, I was going to say, in their GM of former Red Sox –
Yeah, Theo Epstein.
Yeah.
Old Theo.
That guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer, front office guy, into two curses.
You know, that's what I was going to say. He's kind of in that same wheelhouse as the Cubs players that won the title.
Oh, yeah.
As is the Red Sox. I mean, Theo Epstein is going to go down and getting blown by two different franchises for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Well, and remember this, he was only in his mid-30s when he did that at Boston.
And he looked like he was 16.
Exactly. Not even old enough to buy a fucking beer.
Or a pack of smokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in this case, a can of chaw.
A can of chaw. And some juice.
He was up there chewing on that fucking big league chew.
Yeah, exactly.
He couldn't have the real deal. All right, so
what's your feeling on Keuchel if you had to put percentages on it going to the Yankees?
I'd say it's probably about 90.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say 85 because everything I've read said that he wants to pitch for the Yankees.
He wants to pitch for the Yankees. He's willing to shave his beard to go to the Yankees, I mean, especially guys these days, nobody wants to fucking shave their beard off.
Why do you guys have that? Get with the fucking program. It's not 1960 in the Prohibition.
Hey.
Let's fucking do this shit.
Hey, you know what? We like to look like fucking business gentlemen.
Okay.
Hey, I have a fucking beard, but I'd shave it to play for the Yankees.
Me too. I got a beard too. I'd shave that fucker off too.
It's my fucking neck blanket.
And it's 93 fucking degrees with 904% humidity. You walk outside, man. My balls is hot.
You sound like Derek Lewis on that interview.
My balls is hot.
Did you see that little kid that's sitting, the kid that's sitting in the car seat, and he's like, "It's so hot, my balls is sweating."
Have you seen that? No, I didn't see that. What? Who was it that did the "my balls is hot" thing?
Derek Lewis.
Derek Lewis.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Because
Joe Rogan fucking popped so hard for that shit.
Pull your pants up, buddy.
And then he's fucking stripping in the octagon, and Joe's like, "What's going on, buddy?" And he's like, "My balls are just fucking hot, Joe."
My balls is hot. That trended on Twitter for at least 24 hours.
He's got the best Instagram. If you're not following him, go follow him. He's fucking hilarious.
Shout out to Derek Lewis.
Yeah, Derek Lewis, Black Beast.
Let's hang out, Derek Lewis. My balls get hot too.
My balls get hot too, buddy. Let's.
My balls is hot. All right. Next
All up. Right, let's move on. DD returning on Friday. Who gets sit down?
Clint Frazier.
Well, more to come on that later.
Yeah, he's coming up next. Yeah. Don't worry.
I would probably say Estrada, or you release Morales, probably.
That's what I was going to say. I think you could probably give up on Morales at this point.
Kendry?
Yeah.
When the fuck did you guys sign him?
What, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, three or four. Yeah, a month ago, maybe. I don't know. We just got cash.
What the fuck is Cashman doing? Like signing people that are old and washed up and like 2 years beyond where they should be playing?
Well, it's just league minimum or veteran minimum, which ain't shit to them.
Yeah, somebody else is fucking paying them.
Yeah, just to bring a bat in.
But what have we got out of Morales? It's like one home run, maybe.
Yeah, one or two home runs.
219 batting average,
if that.
Yeah. Since he's been with the big league club, he's batting about 187.
He's basically just a role player, so he can give either Gardner or somebody else a day off.
What's his deal? Gardner feel like he's falling off a cliff.
Well,
he started off really slow.
That's Gardner.
Which he always does.
Yeah, he gets hot, then he gets cold, then he gets hot.
His balls.
Yeah, he got hot for a bit, and then he's falling off the fucking.
He'll suck to the All-Star break, then he'll get hot again.
Yep. So I guess we're gonna agree it's probably Morales. I like what Estrada's done, and he's versatile. You can play him anywhere. Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Miguel Cairo.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
That utility guy you can put literally fucking anywhere and he could play.
Which he finally, like, once he got out, once Cairo got out of the Yankees, he just kind of blossomed into his own little player.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. If you bring in Didi, that means you're going to send one of those young players either A, and if you get rid of Morales, so that opens up a roster spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you bring Didi in. But you hurt the development of those young players that are coming up doing good. So you're going to have, instead of setting them on the bench, wouldn't it be better for them to play at Wilkes-Barre and get them the bats that they need and develop as opposed to sitting on the bench?
I would say right now they'll probably still play. They'll just put DJ at first base and DH Luke.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. It's really not.
But then what do you do with Stanton when he comes back?
I was just going to say, that's when it gets interesting, is when Stanton and Judge get back.
I mean, you might as well do it now and be done with it.
They say they're about 2 to 3 weeks out, so yeah, it's going to get interesting real soon.
I say you, for now, you just release Morales, and then you worry about that when those guys start coming back, because it looks like Judge.
The confidence of somebody coming off the bench. You know as well as I do, nobody's a Matt Stairs of the just generation that can come off the bench and jack a fucking 4-run home run on his first swing after sitting for 9 fucking innings to win a game. I mean, that's just the inevitability of it. But
yeah, there's no Shane Spencers lurking around the clubhouse anymore.
I actually think Cashman may put some kind of trade deal together, which I'll talk about in hot takes, but getting some of the young kids for some pitching.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm curious to hear that.
All right, Frazier's defensive woes. Rose.
Oh, here we go.
Frazier's defensive woes.
She poop.
And not speaking to the media. What's up with that?
Well, apparently the Yankees pushed the whole accountability thing in the off season. You know, but he kind of just. It was real shitty that his teammates kind of were stuck in that position to kind of stick up for him. And then when he does talk yesterday, he kind of buries everything they were fucking saying, just saying he fucking sucked.
But he also added that he hit a home run.
Well, this was before he hit the home run.
Oh, okay.
After the game, this was
before he hit the home run. He was just like, I sucked. I lost this the game. Everybody knows that I don't feel the need to talk about it, which, I mean, I guess he did lose us that game. He cost like 5 runs.
Is that maturity?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Does he have any heat backstage?
I would say after he buried his teammates, I feel like he kind of does somewhat. I mean,
he basically fucked up, left his team to hold the bag, and then comes back a day and a half later.
Yeah, the part that I didn't understand was that he said that he has never felt like he was part of the team.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, that was the comment that I didn't get that I caught me off guard.
So he's grasping at straws right now.
Yeah.
He's not going to last. if you guys make a trade, it would not surprise me in the least if Clint Frazier is part of that.
I think he's the number one kind of.
That's a bad.
Everything that I've read and seen, it's that Clint Frazier would be one of the first ones to go.
Yeah, that's a bad apple. That could potentially, if it's not rectified or corrected, that's a bad apple that can derail any momentum, any clubhouse fun.
Especially like, a young clubhouse.
Yes.
Well, it cost us the game yesterday. I mean, I fully believe that bad juju or whatever you want to call it from the team having to deal with that shit played into us losing to the Blue Jays yesterday.
That's they had one day. I mean, as a professional, you're supposed to turn the page.
Right, but I mean, they just looked kind of flat. They didn't look like they had the rest of the season.
But teams say that all the time. It's a new game. It's a new day. Whatever. But how much of that do you guys honestly fucking believe? Because Jeter used to do that shit all the time after a loss. He'd be the he'd be the first one to talk to the media and be like, "Okay, we lost the game. Blah blah blah. It's everybody's fault. We're a team. It's not about individual stats. Blah blah blah." That's I mean, to an extent, that's bullshit.
Right,
and you're not gonna forgive and forget. Like you blew a fucking lead. You gave up. You cost 5 fucking runs on your fucking stupidity and not paying fucking attention because he's probably looking at some broad in the stands or something.
Hey.
It's like, dude, you got to pull your fucking head out of your ass, especially when you're playing a fucking rival team.
Yeah, and the plays that he did it on were stupid. He dove for a ball and the ball landed right in front.
He had
of
a bad read on
and
it.
And then he tried to one hop. A play just like Judge would do, and the ball went right over his glove.
Yeah. Mental error. I mean, it's mental. Sports are 90% mental.
Yeah, 10% mental. It is. But he's always been a defensive liability. That's like
his
knock.
Well, then put him in first base. Be done with it.
I don't know if he could play first base.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't.
Put him at first base.
He's on the team just because he can fucking hit. I mean,
take him out of a liability, make him a DH, put him at first base. If you don't like it, fuck it, send him out.
If you don't like him,
ooh, as Robert gets hot.
If you don't like it, pump him full of juice, send him up to Vince for 6 months and run him heel. Fuck it.
Oh my God. Turn him. Look at it.
Double turn coming, boys.
That's good shit.
The Red Rocket.
Pal.
Red Rocket. Here's the thing. He doesn't owe the media shit, first and foremost.
He doesn't owe the media shit.
Did he possibly go about it the wrong way? Yes, but he also talked to ESPN 2 hours later and said what needed to be said. I mean, it's a tough loss. He's young.
Right.
You got to remember, though, too, is would this be as fucking amplified if this was in Kansas City or Minnesota? No. Nobody would give a fucking shit because their fucking media is garbage.
Right. Plus, I think he might have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because over the last, two years, he's been called up, sent back down, called up,
how many times did that happen with Brett Gardner and fucking Melky Cabrera?
No, every other week.
Oh, I know.
It was like, okay, well, Melky's cooling off, let's bring Brett back up. Brett's cooling off, let's bring Melky back up. That's what, right. That, I mean, God, that was the most annoying fucking season ever.
Yeah, but I think that's just a little look into his immaturity still. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's still young. What is he, 24, 25?
I think he's 25, yeah. 24, 25, yeah, so yeah, something like that.
He's not, this is a crucial, the crucial piece to this is he's been up in the Yankees system overall, up and down for the last, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Two to three years.
Because he came over with, how did he, when you guys traded, Miller? No, he was in the, who did he come from? Pirates?
Stat guys on it.
Yeah, I mean.
We're all looking.
Yeah, exactly. But he came over on a trade.
By the way, when I typed in Clint Frazier on Google search, the first thing that came up was Clint Frazier errors. That's not a good look.
He was drafted by the Cleveland Indians, so you guys got him.
So
Andrew
Miller.
Actually, it was Andrew Miller.
Yeah, traded in 2016 for Andrew Miller. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? To be honest with you, he's still young. He's 24 years old. Won't be 25 till September. He's got a lot of learning to do. He's a baseball player, so he's obviously ego driven. Just being honest.
Yeah, and he's playing with a chip on his shoulder because he feels like he's been passed up several times, and they've talked about it on commentary. It's like he's here. He wants to prove himself. He feels like he's earned his spot. Blah, blah, blah. And then when he gets sit down, he gets pissed off, and then that chip gets even bigger. So I think that's what the problem is. And the fact that they're putting the spotlight on him now, like he's getting off on it, but in the same turn, it's pissing him off because it's only bad media.
He's
it's not anything
in the largest
good.
Market. You've got to know going into that. What do they call it? A spin cycle? I mean, once you get in that spin cycle, what happens? It's tough to get out of that spin cycle.
You know what? Who would be great to talk to him, and I don't know if he has yet or not, but A-Rod is still an advisor for the Yankees. So A-Rod could actually give him maybe a pep talk and say, listen, I know all about getting shit on in New York. Literally. So
yeah, I was going to say.
Here's what you do. Just fucking brush it off, smile, fucking wave, shake hands and kiss babies, and just fucking move on.
So you honestly believe if he's on another first place team, say the Twins or say
Houston,
this gets swept on the rug, no big deal, life goes on, game over.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not swept under the rug, but it wouldn't be national news or blown up.
Here's the thing. If he gets traded now and it happens again or continues to happen, it will continue to be blown up because it's been blown up already.
Yeah.
See, I blame the media for a lot of things. Chuck Knobloch's one of them. I don't think his woes would have been near as bad at second base if it wasn't for the media calling it to his attention every time he picked up the ball. Oh, here's Chuck Knobloch throwing the ball from second base to first. Oh, shit, he threw it in the fourth row.
Oh shit, he just hit a kid in the head. What the fuck?
I mean, they definitely do play a role in stuff. I agree with that.
That's why it's there.
So you think it's blown out of proportion?
It amplifies it. Or fuck yeah, it is.
Is it more of a problem that's been festering?
It's growing pains. That's what it is. It's fucking growing pains.
Do you think it's
the noise could have got but I mean the noise could have got to him. He could have been looking at a chick, like I said. Somebody could have been, trying to get his attention. The bleacher creatures are always trying to get their attentions.
He said in that article that I read on ESPN today that was the first time that he had been heckled by the bleachers.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. If you fuck up in New York, you're going to hear it from them. It's the outfield. They're right there.
Yeah, and it was the fucking Red Sox. That more than anything, that's the reason.
If it's the Red Sox or the Mets, you fuck up against those two teams, you're going to hear about it.
Josh, what did you say Sunday whenever I said that Price was looking good and you said something about Clint Frazier? You turned it off or something?
Oh, yeah. I said, there's I don't a few explicit involved. What I said. Yeah.
All right, let's move on from this bullshit. All right, tough loss last night against the Jays. Can Paxton turn it around tonight? I say yes.
Well, last time he faced the Jays, he threw a no-no. I mean, just saying.
Well, that's why I brought this up, because I wanted to get that little rub ski from that last time he faced the Blue Jays.
I wish he would throw a no-hitter tonight.
Be nice. Yankees haven't had one in a long fucking time.
Yeah, like 98, I think we looked at.
98 or 99,
David Cone or Fat Boy?
Whoa!
I think it was 98. Though. I think I remember this out.
And they're in the booth, so it would only be fitting.
It would be fitting.
Who was it that threw it? Was it David Cone or David Wells?
Cone.
Yeah, Cone was the last one against the Expos. We looked it up a few weeks ago.
It was like July of 98.
I think it was the one show.
Do you think he was drunk?
He probably was.
Probably was.
Well, no, he did say he was hungover. He did say that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he had a few sips, at least.
I'm stumping David Wells for the Hall of Fame. Just kidding.
We get quiet. We're like, what the fuck? All right.
Is this guy being serious, or is he yanking my chin?
Aaron Judge is hitting in the cage and fielding fly balls in right. It seems like he's on the right path and should – from what I've heard, he should be with the team by the end of the month.
Yeah. I heard he's probably 2 weeks out, maybe. So
does he go do a rehab assignment?
I think he has to.
Maybe one game. I don't think it'll be much more than that.
I don't think he'll start in Class A. I think they'll send him to Triple A. He'll maybe a couple of games, but he's got to do something Max. Just to get game speed ready.
What was it? His hamstring?
No, his oblique.
Ooh, that's a bad injury. Especially for baseball. But yeah.
All right, moving on from the Yankees. Red Sox are 18-12 since Robert's debut. Fuck you, Robert.
And they're a big I said it in our text, if we don't win out of the next, I mean, I'm looking at it probably to the All-Star break. So if we don't win 5 of those series, you might as well, the Yankees are going to run away with the
division. Well, hey,
We're going to be fighting.
Here's the plus, though. Chris Sale's 300th MLB appearance tonight in Kansas City, where the Red Sox traditionally play very well.
Well, we won 8-3 last night. The bats, we are so inconsistent. It's pathetic. And that's 90% of our problem. And until we get on a winning streak, what did we win? 10 in a row? 9 in a row or whatever it was. And that was the same weekend that we swept Tampa, and then we haven't done anything since. So if we don't win 5 out of the next 9 series, we're chalking it up and we're going after the wild card. That's all there is to it, because the Yankees will be so far ahead of us that it's ridiculous.
And by the way, anybody listening, you can't see me, but my nipples are hard right now.
Ooh, you've been rubbing
No,
them?
Just what Robert said made my nipples hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it excites me to know that a Red Sox fan knows how good the Yankees are right now.
Yeah, it'd be so nice to have like a 17-game lead at the All-Star break or something.
It'd be nice to be like 100 ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
You guys right now are on pace to win what, over 100?
Yeah, I read.
Like 105, I believe.
Before the game Sunday, I think it was, we were had the same record at that time last year.
Let me ask you a question. You know, here a while back, we talked about records that won't be broken in baseball. Do you think anyone will ever break the 117 that Seattle did?
No, I doubt it. It's just so hard because, you know, players take more breaks throughout the season now.
And the good teams are so balanced these days. The good teams are balanced and the shitty teams are balanced as shit.
117 wins, though. Is that – that's just – and they also got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. Yeah. But neither here nor there. But 117 wins.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, y'all came pretty close last year. I mean
– no, that's in regular
season. Yeah, but you – what did you guys win last year? 108, 109?
105. It was 108. I thought it, for some reason, I thought it was
9 games away from it.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I got to feel like that's probably as close as anyone's come in recent
years. Well, they said that was probably one of the greatest seasons in baseball history, but I'm kind of modest in saying that, even though it is my team, but I still think there's better performances out there. But I mean, it's nothing to shake a stick at, but I mean, you beat 2 100 game winners in the playoffs, and then turn around and beat the Dodgers, which is the number one team in the NL. So, I mean, that's saying something, I guess.
We know! Yeah. Why you gotta be bringing up old shit?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up!
Wait till you guys
won 27 championships. Good for you. When was the last time? Why are you bringing up old shit?
Wait till we win 28, man.
This is an actual conversation Robert and I have had over the years.
10 years.
How many were you alive for? Fuck off.
They still count.
All right, Nathan Eovaldi, rehab going very, very well from what I read, and he is on track to be with the team sooner than later.
Yeah, that's positive. They said he is rehabbing well, but the last time he had loose bodies in his elbows with Tampa last year, and then we picked him up at the trade deadline, and he just kind of settled in. So hoping for the same results, because he ended up with like a, he started out the season before he went on the DL with like a probably a 4 or 5 ERA, and then by the end of the season I think it was like 3-2-1. So he, you know, if this is the same path that he took last season, I would totally be happy with that.
Speaking of loose bodies, if I don't quit drinking so much beer, I'm going to have a loose body even more than I already have, and this podcast is going to have to put me on the IL. Just throwing that out there.
The 7-day or the 10-day or the 60-day?
It's probably going to be the 60-day. It's going to take a while to work this shit off. I'm sweating it off right now in the car, though, with no air. It's nice.
My balls is
hot, for sure. And I showered already today.
You getting all that nut butter going on.
Got that duck cheese.
Speaking of nut butter, Mookie Betts has been moved to the bat or to the leadoff.
That was a great
Good job. Mookie Betts to bat leadoff for the remainder of the season, a la last year, which why fix it if it ain't broke?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I think a lot of the reasoning behind that was to let Mookie kind of shine a little bit. He deserved that two-hole. But in
he does play for the Red Sox, defense. So he does deserve the two-hole. Hey-o!
I like that.
Just kidding.
Right in the shitter.
Right in the pooper.
But no, even though
Mookie is a good Tennessee boy, I can't hate him too much.
Well, here's the thing: is Andrew Benintendi kind of showed signs that he would be capable. He has the speed. He has the on-base percentage. Doesn't necessarily hit for huge power numbers. I mean, 17, 18, 20.
He's got a little pop in his bat, though.
Well, he does. And, you know, they always said that Ichiro had probably some of the best pure power in the league, but he never used it because he didn't feel the need that he had to show off the power. But I don't know where I was going with that. I was just throwing out facts that I know is senseless that nobody really probably gives a shit anyway. But I think the reasoning behind it was they were going to let Mookie just kind of settle into the two hole and be what Dustin Pedroia was.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Michael, is it Chavis or Chavis?
Chavis.
Chavis, please. Michael Chavis, AL Rookie of the Month. Is that? Do you think that's promising going towards, you know, the future of your franchise?
Well, considering the fact that our minor league is
complete shit.
Yeah, complete shit. I think that's good. But if he's going to hit the wall just like everybody does. I mean, he was batting 290, and I think I looked at his batting average last night and it was down to 260. So it seems, for all intents and purposes, they've always said that he's had the power. It was the swing and misses that they were worried about. And I think last night he had 2 strikeouts. So I think a lot of the regression is about to start. He's been in the league for, I don't know, probably 2 weeks after the season started. I think he had a call up. So pitchers are starting to get that playbook, finding out where his weaknesses are, and they're about to exploit it. So he's going to have to make adjustments. The power's there. The hitting's there. He's just got to cut down on the swing and misses. But I think he's a valuable piece. I definitely think that had he not been on the team during this losing spell and slump, we would be worse off than what we are. So definitely a good player.
He's your last top 100 prospect, isn't he?
I don't even think he was top 100. He may have been like 80-something, if he was anything at all.
All right, so moving on from the Red Sox, this is where we were going to talk about the Cubs and Kimbrel, but we've discussed that, so we can fucking move on.
Nobody gives a shit about the Cubs.
Nobody gives a shit anyways.
Hey, shout out to White Claw Hard Seltzer, Ruby Grapefruit. Just going to throw that out there if they want to sponsor this show.
Ooh, that's on you, bro.
Yeah, they can sponsor you.
They can sponsor you. That shit tastes like ass.
I ain't drinking that fucking softcore porn shit.
Yeah.
Well, if you would like something in a can, try Man Can.
The fine folks at Man Can Wine.
Now that is some good shit.
Andrew McCutchen is out for the rest of the season due to ACL.
I hate that.
Yeah, I really liked him on the Yankees. I always said watching him play with the Pirates, he would be a Yankee one day. And unfortunately, it wasn't as long as I wanted it to be. But he was batting 256 with 10 home runs and 29 RBIs. what does that do to the Phillies' chances this year? Because that leaves a huge gaping. Oh my God, he said gaping hole in the lineup.
Well, it just means Bryce needs to step up more.
I'm not gonna lie. As a typical baseball fan, I have the hard on for Bryce, just like everybody else.
We all
does.
Did.
But he's the table setter. Your leadoff hitter is probably just as important as your ace, important as your three and four. The leadoff hitter, you can have a poor leadoff hitter and it will be exploited 9 times out of 10. You're not going to score runs. That's a huge blow to them.
Yeah, as they're in a tie game with the Padres right now, currently, as I'm watching.
And like Josh said, that's just a huge bummer. You never like to see – it doesn't matter what team it is. It doesn't matter what team you love or hate. You know, it sucks to see a player miss a whole season, especially when he – you know, I mean, he's no spring chicken by baseball age. And it's shown the last couple of years in his play. But, I mean, he seems to had found a good home in Philadelphia, and he was playing – you know, he wasn't hitting 300, but it was pretty close, and, you know, he was playing well.
If your leadoff hitter is not hitting 275, 280, you've got a terrible, I mean, it's going to reflect in your
life. Now, I don't know. I mean, these numbers could be skewed. Maybe he had a bad couple of games before he got hurt, so his numbers could have dropped because it is – I mean, it's not really early in the season, but we're just a little over a quarter of the way through, closer to half, I guess. But, you know, I mean, even one game, a couple of say you strike out, you go for the golden sombrero, it's gonna dip your numbers still.
Did you notice how this morning, like, Yankees Twitter was so bummed out about it? It still blows my mind how he was with the team, what, 6-7 weeks? Yeah. And, like, he is still so beloved with all Yankees.
I was really surprised that he didn't sign back. I mean, you know,
where would his role be?
I don't know. I mean, and maybe that's why. Maybe they would have wouldn't have signed Gardner to a year.
He can't play center field anymore. Right field's where Judge plays, so you're not going anywhere. You're platooning Stanton in left field and DH. I mean, where's his bats going to come? I mean, I don't blame the man.
He would have probably had the same role that Maven has.
He's still a starting player. Yeah, I know. I get it. I'm just saying from my heart as a fan, I would have liked to see him play with the Yankees. But I mean, from a statistics and logistics standpoint, I get why he moved on.
Right. Oh, I do too.
But yes, to answer your question, to kind of add on to it, I always liked him with the Pirates, and to be honest with you, when he went to the Yankees, it did kind of put a sickening feeling, and I couldn't breathe for him.
Well, I mean, kind of when you think about it and look back on it, when he was with the Pirates in his quote unquote baseball prime, he brought that franchise back to fucking life. No, I mean, I don't even think the diehard fans were always there for that club, but I don't think anybody else really gave a shit until he started taking off.
I like seeing the ebb and flows of baseball, because the last time the Pirates were relevant were, what, the early 80s, late 70s, the Weir family?
Well, I mean, Pirates. You had your time with Bobby Bonilla and Barry Bonds.
Yeah, like early 90s, late 80s.
90s. They were battling with Cincinnati in that division year in and year out, the big red machine. But, you know, it's funny to watch, like, the ebb and flows of baseball, because – you have these teams that suck for 20 years and then they just, you know, hit it really good with the draft and are consistently good year in and year out. I mean, look at Tampa Bay. They suck for the first 15 years of their existence.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they're good. And then you have, like, the Pirates, you know, the Reds had a good run, and now they're having a good league.
Kansas City. Perfect example we bring up all the time. Yeah.
Detroit. I mean, why is it that we feel that we talk about American League so much?
Because we do.
Like, who gives a fuck about National League?
It's not even real. Guys, remember, they don't have the DH. Like,
right.
Yeah, it's still real to us, damn it.
I just realized something that we didn't even put it on our show notes as I'm watching the Phillies game. that they acquired Jay Bruce in a trade.
Oh yeah, he's playing left field with Kutch out, so that's going to be his predominant role with that team.
So did they know that? So did they know that going in? Is that why they acquired
Jay Bruce? They got him
because Kutchin went down.
Yeah, they got him like
the beginning of last week,
like Friday,
or the end of last week.
Yeah, Friday, and then the injury happened like Monday.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, I mean, that's good for them. At least they're going to be, because I think Bryce Harper's playing left field,
and Jay Bruce is playing left now.
Left, yeah.
Who's their center fielder? Is it Hoskins?
No, isn't Hoskins first base?
Hoskins is first base. You're right.
Dramatic pause.
Yeah, shows how much. Yeah, shows how much we know.
Yeah, I don't
know. We just know names, not players.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
But they lost their leadoff. I mean, I don't know who they slot up. Who's
maybe King?
Kutch was playing center field.
Yeah. Really? Wow. Wow.
Wow. Let's see here.
Well, they're going to be fine.
Kutch was playing left. I'm sorry. Herrera.
That was the guy that just got busted for domestic violence, wasn't it?
Well, then it's Sean Rodriguez because he's next on the depth chart to play center field. Whoever it is.
I thought Herrera just got in trouble. Was it Asdrubal?
Asdrubal Cabrera.
No, Asdrubal Herrera.
Oh, there's another. Fuck, man, I don't know with all these guys.
Yeah, he's Herrera is on. So they got Jay Bruce to fill his Herrera's absence because.
So that's why Kutch was playing center field when Bruce came in over the weekend. Okay, got it. All right.
So he's on administrative leave, so I think he has a domestic violence.
Okay.
Yep, outfielder allegedly injured girlfriend. So then that's why they brought in Bruce, and that's probably why Kutch was moved over to center field, and it literally...
Yeah, that makes
sense. We may not know right off the bat, but by God, we'll put it fuck together.
We'll figure it out.
All right, even with... go ahead.
What do you think of Aaron Nola? Their ace.
I didn't even know who the fuck that was.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't. I don't watch that much National League baseball.
As he's watching the Phillies and Padres.
Yeah. This is probably the second game I've watched.
He's 6-1 with a 4.63 ERA.
Well, then he's doing a good fucking job.
Yeah, he is.
Well, the only reason why I even know the name Aaron Nola is he pitched for LSU. So.
Okay. Cool.
Well, fuck LSU too.
Fuck those.
Even without Correa, Springer, and Altuve, Astros are on a roll with 5 straight. So the question after that would be, how good are the fucking Houston Astros? Because they're still winning without their 3 best players.
Too fucking good.
It's their product. Is obviously, I'm going to have to look.
That goes with what we were just talking about, how good it is to build up a farm system and wait, you know, suck for 20 years. Because the Astros really, I mean, weren't relevant until these guys came up since Nolan Ryan?
No. Yeah. They had that. No. They had
They had that run with Clemens and Pettit. How could I forget?
Yeah.
Well, they had the run, like you said, with. And that was the team that Beltran
went to the World Series
when they played. Yeah. The World
Series. Didn't they blow it up
The White Sox beat them.
Yeah, that's when they were still 2003.
Not 2003.
Yeah, that's when they were still in the
2005.
Why? Let me tell you why Houston is doing what Houston is doing. They are 8-5 against the AL East. They are 12-9 against the Central Division, and they are 20-5 against the West.
Good God! Damn. And that's their division.
That is the reason why Houston. Because how many games do you play in your division? Is it 20? So you play 17 to 19 games against your division opponents, correct?
19.
So that's over half your games.
Well, the West is so shitty, though, apparently. I mean, it's what, them, Mariners?
No. So here's the West. Texas is 30-28 in second place. Oakland is 30-30, which, honestly, I feel like Oakland is going to make that push.
They'll make a run after the All-Star break.
They will, correct. The Angels are 29-32. Seattle is falling off a fucking cliff, 25-39.
Remember when the Seattle Mariners were the best team in baseball this year?
Yeah, they were 15-1 at one point.
God, you want to talk about fucking jumping in a dumpster and setting it on fire? Jesus, Pete, man.
I've taken a poop longer than they were the best team in baseball.
Oh, man.
But I think that's a lot of the product as to why. I mean, 25 games against their division opponents, and they're 20-5.
That's crazy.
All right, guys, we got about 29 minutes, so we got two more topics plus the hot take. Let's move on. All right, so the top 60 draft picks, I'm not going to go through all 60 of them, obviously, but the top 10 were Adley Rutschman, catcher, and he was from Oregon State, drafted by the Orioles. Bobby Witt Jr. from Colleyville Heritage High School was drafted by the Kansas City Royals. Andrew Vaughn from California. White Sox, J.J. Bleday, what a name. Vanderbilt, Marlins, Riley Green.
Fuck Vanderbilt.
Riley Green, Hagerty High School, Detroit. C.J. Abrams, Blessed Trinity High School, the Padres. Nick Lodolo, TCU, the Reds. Josh Jung, Texas Tech, went to Texas. Shea Langeliers, Baylor, Atlanta Braves. Hunter Bishop, Arizona State, San Francisco Giants. Alec Manoa. We'll go with Manoa. West Virginia, Blue Jays, that's 11. And Brett Batty. I don't know fucking names anymore. Lake Travis High School and the Mets. So just to kind of tickle our respective franchises, the Yankees' first pick was Anthony Vlope at the number 30 spot.
A New Jersey boy, indeed.
Del Barton School. He's a shortstop. Then we had TJ Sekema from Missouri. He's a pitcher. Where was the Red Sox first pitch?
43rd, because we 43rd. Were $40 million over the signing a lot.
Yeah. So. Cameron Cannon from Arizona, shortstop, drafted by the Boston Red Sox at 43.
Do you see a pattern in this first round and second round?
Yeah.
Do you remember the days where it was nothing but high school players?
Yep.
All these kids are going
to college now. They're being smart.
I have never in my life seen this many college kids. But you got to think, would you rather spend the money and take a chance on a player that's a high school talent may or may not develop, or you can get a college kid that's got some playing experience under his belt and could possibly play in 2 years as opposed to 4 years?
Yeah, I'm taking the college kid every day.
Did you
a freak fucking occurrence and this kid's going to blow up and be a Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, all a player, then, then you're looking at high school. But, man, that's so much development to basically take him out of his fucking home and raise him up right there beside you. Like you would a fucking a hunting dog, for lack of a better fucking.
So two words of note on Bobby Witt Jr. He's 19 years old. I read an article that they say that kids that are a year older in high school tend to not develop as good or better as an 18-year-old kid.
I can see that.
And then they also said, so his dad, Bobby Witt, was the 5th overall pick in the draft, and he is the 2nd overall pick in the draft. It makes them the number one as far as major league draft or father-son duo.
Speaking of that, did you see that we drafted Al Iverson's son?
I did, and the Toronto Blue Jays drafted Roy Halladay's son.
Yeah.
Wasn't Al Leiter's son on that same team as Bobby Witt Jr.?
He could have been. I don't
have the 20th round fucking pulled up.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, they...
It sounds like it would be Colleyville Heritage, yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt he actually signs with us.
No, he probably won't.
Well, he was one that was like hardcore committed to a college team. And I think it's Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Fuck Vanderbilt.
Hold on. Let me make sure, but I believe he's hardcore committed to Vanderbilt.
Bobby Witt?
No, Al Leiter's son.
Oh, was it Zach? Mm. Is that his name, Zach?
Jack Leiter.
Jack. Yeah, I knew Jack. It was an act.
So, here's my thing. If you know a kid is hardcore committed, do you throw the bank at that kid to get him to come? Or is it
the Yankees literally just drafted him because, like we talked about last week, their father played for him. They were just... It was like they're doing him a favor.
Yeah, it was like the 20th round, too. So
no big whoop. Same with Roy Holiday's son. It was the 31st or 32nd round today, so I don't see either one of those kids signing.
Okay. Well, they get – so if you don't sign your – what is it, round 1 through 5, you get compensation picks?
I think so. I think it's 1 through 5.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So this is the thing that kind of is weird. So in the first round, if you don't sign your first round draft pick, the following year you get the same position plus one. So if the Yankees didn't sign their number 10 draft pick, next year they get the number 11 draft pick.
Yeah.
Didn't know if you knew that or not.
Didn't, but good to know now. All right, moving on to the power rankings. Still at number one, the Dodgers. Haven't moved. I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, they are 42-19, so.
Why wouldn't the Twins?
Yeah, it's got to just be based.
Because they're 40-18.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's got to be based off overall.
It's based off of overall games played and their record. The Yankees are at number 2, Minnesota 3, Houston 4. Tampa 5, big mover upper. The Brewers moved up 3 spots to 6. Phillies dropped 1 to 7. Atlanta stayed even at 8. Houston. St. Louis moved up 4 spots to the number 9. The big mover of the week was the Colorado Rockies moving up 7 spots to the number 10 hole.
The reason for the Cardinals was for sweeping Chicago over the weekend.
Right.
And there's still a shit ton of games out of first place. They're like,
and just to round out the top 15 to get to Robert's team, 11, the Chicago Cubs down 4, obviously because they got swept by St. Louis. 12, the Rangers moved up 4. 13, the Padres down 3. 14, the Boston Red Sox down 3. 15, the Angels up 5. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And then
but obviously the Rockies, and then the rest of the pack, the other 15 teams that are under 500. They're all under 500, the last 15 teams.
It's got me looking forward to the next Twin series.
Yeah. All right, so the hot take. What are our trade deadline predictions?
Well, I'll go first. I think Cashman will put some kind of deal that involves Clint Frazier, Estrada, somebody else for either Madison Bumgarner, Marcus Stroman, and depending if the Nationals want to do business, I can see him sweetening the pot trying to get Strasburg.
What about Scherzer?
I was going to say, I think it'll take more to get Scherzer, but I would love for him to just say, fuck it, and just throw something out there.
That was mine. My big one was I could see Cashman trading for Max Scherzer.
I'd fucking love it if he did.
I think it'd be Frazier. I think it'd be Estrada. I think it might even take maybe Torres.
Probably. Yeah.
You're going to have to give up something.
I love Miggy, but I feel like Gio has kind of almost made third base his.
Well,
So I wouldn't be too mad if he included Miggy in a trade to get, like, Scherzer.
Well, and he's not going to play this year, so this year it really wouldn't matter anyways. Yeah. But can Urshela, you know, continue to move on after this year? Like Robert said a couple weeks ago, is he going to go through that sophomore slump?
Yeah, but defensively, he's always there, even if he's bad.
Speaking of which, that play at third last night, my God.
That was insane.
Well, right, here's
Robert,
the thing.
What do you got?
Well, obviously, Willen and Dylan Dave is going to trade 90% of our farm system to try to better our team because, you know.
Y'all got any money left?
No, we're $40 million over.
You're going to trade the entire AAA roster and half of the AA roster to get one guy.
Probably, that's typically how it goes with him. You know, they've got to make a move for bullpen help. Our bullpen is probably
it's what's killing you the most.
Yes.
Other than Chris Sale just can't seem to piece it together. Although against the Yankees he did strike out 10, but
he's turning it around. He's turned the corner, but I definitely think that our biggest area of need right now would be bullpen help next to pitching. I don't think our offense is that bad. Mm-hmm. I think we're making stride offensively, but our glaring need is definitely bullpen help. And to rewind to your Scherzer thing, he's probably got 10-5 rights, so he's got to approve a trade, most likely to the Yankees.
And I don't think there's any question that he wouldn't.
Oh, Justin Verlander had the Yankees and the Red Sox on his no trade.
Wow,
I did not know that.
Maybe that's because he was such a pain in our side. He didn't want to fucking play for us because he knew he could beat us.
I mean, you're going to have to look at those 10-5 rights. I mean, what is it, 10 years in the league, 5 years service time, or 5 years with the same team?
Yeah. So, I know Madison Bumgarner is going to get traded. I have no doubt in my fucking mind. Unless, for some fucking miracle, the Giants just start fucking getting red hot. Yeah, I honestly, with their farm system, I see him going to the Minnesota Twins.
He's not going to the Yankees.
No, he will not. No, he will not go to the Yankees. That's why I said I think he's going to go to the Twins.
If you talk about a culture fit, Madison Bumgarner is not a culture fit with the Yankees.
It just came into my head while we were talking, and I'm like, I could see him in a Twins uniform. I see him pitching there and pitching well. Granted, I don't think they'll get out of the first round or wild card game if they have to play in that, but
here's the thing. Madison Bumgarner is going to have a 10-5 ride, so he's going to. Madison Bumgarner is about as country bumpkin redneck as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
Like for his, what did he? For some reason, I think he took like his World Series bonus and went and bought like cattle or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I actually heard that. I think they did talk about that. So
he's probably going to have more of a comfortable feeling with a Minnesota Twins. He's going to have a comfortable feeling
with the Astros in
Atlanta at the Astros.
Well, damn, he's got to feel real awkward living in San Francisco.
Well, exactly.
I mean, it is seriously. The San Francisco treat. Mm-mm-mm.
If he's that country and that, you know, progressive of a fucking city.
What was it? He broke his collarbone in a four-wheeler riding accident last preseason. Mm-hmm. It was on the 6th.
Was it last year?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think the Blue Jays will start fielding some offers too for Stroman. I wouldn't mind having him either. I mean, I think he's a pretty
neat. Yeah, he's always pitched well against us, so it'd be nice to have him on our side. Yeah. If we don't get Keuchel, or if he wants
if
way
you
too
get
much
Keuchel,
money,
that solves. If you get Keuchel, that solves your rotation.
That solves all of our fucking problems right now.
Well, if it solves them, if Seve is still back in July. Yeah.
Well, and if
is Reno out for the year,
He's supposed to pitch like a warm up to death to like today and see if he feels any discomfort. And then if he doesn't feel any discomfort, I think he's going to go to Tampa and pitch like a
simulated game.
My
concern is CeCe with his age. And he did just say this past week that he knew he was going to need knee replacement surgery at some point. So,
yeah,
like we talked about,
that Sunday night.
Yeah, we knew he was going to get that 3,000 strikeouts, but I don't see him doing much more this year. And I mean, he's been hot and cold, and that's not even game to game, start to start. That's inning to fucking inning, pitch to pitch.
Does he go in the hall? Does he go in the hall wearing a Yankees or a Cleveland hat?
Yankees. He won a World Series with that team. His first year there. I think there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but Wade Boggs played for the Yankees, and he went in with a Boston hat.
Yeah, but that was more – I mean, I think – didn't Wade play longer with the Red Sox than he did with the Yankees?
Yeah, but he also won a World Series with the Yankees.
Yeah, but I don't think that matters. He also rode a fucking horse around Yankee Stadium, too, so there's that point.
Did he take his did he take his horse down the Old Town Road?
He took that horse down to Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you think about if we end up getting like a Strawman or another pitcher putting CC in the bullpen for just like one or two innings?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I guess
preserve his arm for the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess you could have him as your long reliever if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Somebody just goes out and throws a fucking dumpster fire of two innings and then have CC come in and pitch three.
Well, you don't have anymore, so.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be more consistent than Holder is at his long reliever.
That's true.
I mean, I feel like he would be at least.
All right.
So what's your glaring area of need for the Yankees pitching?
We need one starting pitcher. We have more than enough talent in our everyday players. Our bullpen's solid, and it's only going to get better if Betances comes back. I'm not worried about anything but that number five starter or number two or wherever you want to fucking put somebody. Yeah. I don't really believe in that one through five rotation anymore at this point.
Well, you say Stroman, but here's the thing. How many times do you see your team making interdivisional trades? Because the Yankees not going to give up a number five prospect to Toronto for him to turn around and play against them.
Right. Most teams don't trade within their own division because it's smart.
It'd probably be a three-team trade or some shit like that, where we would get Stroman and the other team would get our prospects and they'd get something from
something
that
like
team.
You see in NBA a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's – well, and also you've got to talk about the trade line. There's one hard trade deadline. There's not a second trade.
Yeah, you don't get a do over if you miss the window. That's it.
So they're saying
what day is it this year? July
31st.
July 31st. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're actually saying that you'll probably see a little bit more action prior to the All-Star game this year. So.
Yeah,
should add for some fireworks.
I see with like I said during the power rankings, there's 15 teams that are over 500 or 500 and better, and then there's the last 15 teams are just basically there's a couple that are just a couple games under 500, but then there's a big bottom tier that's just gonna look to fucking unload people. I think you're right. I think we're gonna see fireworks. I think it's gonna be a busy. From now until the trade deadline, I think we're going to see a lot of moves start making in the next week or so.
Yeah, I can see from now to about the 1st of July, teams will kind of know if they're going to be buyers or sellers, so to speak. So I think that'll determine what the Nationals do with all their pitching.
Yep.
Or is the Nationals coming out and saying that everyone's available?
They haven't yet. But
it's a matter of time.
Yeah, everybody's thinking they're going to be on the – and to blow it up and start it over again.
Because
so they keep Corbin and build around Corbin and get rid of Scherzer and Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, Strasburg. All their big tier talent, you know, Strasburg and Scherzer and Bryce leaving, and you know, it's like, well, we didn't win it, so like you said, Josh, blow it up and fucking start over.
Those are some big ass contracts to take on. Yeah. Strasburg and Scherzer. That's like 30 plus million.
So do they get rid of Paxton or Corbin too after 1 year?
I don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe they keep him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they would probably keep Corbin. I would think.
Okay. All right.
All right. Speaking of blowing up.
Yeah, I'm sweating my fucking ass off. My balls is hot, and I have to do some dinner arrangements. So.
Well, you can put you on a clean, fresh, out of the bullpen T-shirt. Now that we have.
There you go. Go to our Twitter, Out of the Pen Pod. Follow it and click that pinned tweet link right to our T-shirt store. Get you a baseball raglan style shirt.
A mug,
cell phone case, tote bag,
stickers. We got all the
t-shirts.
Go buy some merch.
Sweatshirts, hoodies, everything. So,
well, sweatshirts, that would make
October baseball, you're ready for a little hoodie action, maybe. In certain parts of the world, maybe not here, it'll still be 200 degrees. But yeah,
cool. Yeah, if you're like a Twins fan and it's cold as balls in Minnesota, you know, hoodie would be great.
Yeah, if you're Brock Lesnar and you're on your little farm out there, you know, pick you up
his balls.
Pick you up a hoodie. Follow the show, Out of the Pen Pod. We are moving starting next week to our very own channel. There's a couple of episodes live on it now, but it will be the first new episode next week will be on the new channel. So make sure you subscribe, leave a review, all that good shit. Follow me at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter.
Follow me at Mr. 30-something on Twitter.
I don't give a fuck if you follow me at Robert Lemon.
Just pay it.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't reply to you anyway. Nah. So
yeah, I don't like anybody.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.